Here are our next two contestants. Sunny Farnsworth, you are a sales representative for a sex toy manufacturer.
Yes, I am. So, you're all very welcome.
Can you tell me what a top-selling item is and make it your description available to public radio listeners?
Sure. A top-selling item from my company is actually a product which we purchased the patent for from a NASA engineer. Rather than vibrating like your usual product you might find in an adult retail store, it actually moves back and forth like this. So it thrusts. Yeah.
It's one of those astronaut pens?
Yeah, basically. Yep.
But why do you have to go to NASA for that?
I can't answer that, yeah. Honestly.
But
the
design
team and all of that, they're up in another country doing things that I'm not privy to.
Space is boring, I guess.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Sophie Gollum, you're a grad student studying environmental conservation.
Yes.
Reading a lot right now about water conservation.
That is true.
Okay, so how screwed are we? Let's ask Sunny.
Nice one. That was good.
Yeah, we're pretty screwed.
Yeah.
I don't mean to shame you all right now, but the water bottles on stage are not a great thing.
Yeah, our staff puts
kind
them
of the
there.
Worst.
We didn't put them there. We're not monsters. It's our staff.
What makes you think this is water?
Fair, that's fair.
Yeah, it's our puzzle juice. The internet is a place where you can complain about almost anything, travel, restaurants, people, and movies. So if you are the kind of person who is a killjoy and always points out every single plot hole, you may be impossible to hang out with, but this game is in honor of you.
So we are going to read an actual movie mistake posted on IMDb, and if my parents are listening, that stands for Internet Movie Database, and you will tell us the movie we're talking about. Okay, here we go. If Buzz does not believe himself to be a toy, and in fact thinks he's a real space ranger, why would he freeze around humans like the other toys do? Sunny.
Toy Story.
That's correct.
On the way to Mike Tyson's house, the main characters sideswipe the entire driver's side of their car. But on the way out of Tyson's house, you can see the side of the car is perfectly fine. Sonny.
The Hangover.
That is correct.
Sven sings reindeers are better than people, but the plural of reindeer is reindeer. Sophie.
Frozen.
You got it.
When the delivery man at the end of the film hands over the box that contains the head, he clearly hands over a lightweight box. A human head is heavy enough that it would have involved effort to lift. Sophie.
Castaway?
Oh, interesting.
No, he really hefts that box in Castaway. It's not. It's just a. It's just
delivery.
A volleyball, Sophie. It's just a ball. No, I'm sorry. That's not Castaway.
Figured.
Sunny, can you steal?
I'll try. Is it seven?
Yes, it's seven.
The full-sized photo poster of Rita Hayworth that Red procures for Andy in 1949. Comes from a series of celebrity posters that went on sale in the early 1960s. Sophie.
The Shawshank Redemption.
That's right.
Noah has brown eyes, contacts to match Ryan Gosling's eyes with James Garner's. But when Noah is trying to stop Allie from leaving by standing in front of her car, his eyes are shining blue in the sunlight. Sunny.
The Notebook.
Absolutely correct.
This is your last clue. When logging on to America Online, the monitor's on-screen display doesn't correspond to the sound of the connection being made. Before we get to the answer, let's just hear the sound. Let's just hear what that sounded like. This is what the internet used to be, everybody. Not yet. It's not done yet. It's almost there. There you are. Sophie.
You've got mail?
That's correct. I can't believe we lived like that ever. What a terrible... Greg, how did our contestants do?
Well, it was a very close match, but Sonny, you've come out the winner at the end, so congratulations. Thank you, Sophie, and Sonny, we'll see you at the end of the show.
Speaking of Hollywood, Ask Me Another is coming to Los Angeles. We will be there May 11th at the Ace Hotel, so Angelinos, if you're responsible for one of the plot holes we just heard, why not come on our show and defend yourself? To find out how to be a contestant or join our live audience, just go to amatickets.org. Coming up, you might be asking, are we there yet? Almost. Because after the break, I'll talk to Jason Jones, star of the new road trip TV series, The Detour. So don't make me turn the show around, because I'll do it. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and you're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR.